Secretary to the Governor General.
Merci d'avoir appelé le bureau du secrétaire de gouverneur général.
To continue in English, press 1.
Pour continuer en français, appuyez sur le 2.
This is the Governor General's office. You hear that subtle music in the background. I've been on hold for 10 minutes. I think a lot of people are calling the Governor General's office. They're ticked off at Trudeau breaking the law. And everybody's got the ability here to call 1-800-465-6890 and complain about this criminal in power. We don't complain, he gets to get away with it. Oh, because I waited, I was on hold for 2 hours. So I imagine there's a lot of people phoning and complaining about the criminal calling himself Prime Minister, and the Governor General has the obligation and the duty, recognizing what's taken place, this terrorist murderer, he must be removed. Now, she's in willful blindness. That's a criminal code application. If she doesn't do something, and I'd like to know how many other people have called and complained.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call.
And how many other people? I don't need the pleasantries, but I certainly would like an answer to my question. How many other people have called?
I don't know how many people have called. I'm sorry.
Well, have you had anybody else called instead of avoiding my question? You know exactly what I'm getting at. I'm recording this. I'm recording this call. I'm recording this call for Canadians' benefit to see that their Governor General may be shirking her duty and entering into treason against the people of Canada. And I'm just trying to find out if she recognizes her position in law. She's now obligated. I'm putting a demand for accommodation upon her by this telephone recording. Okay? The demand for accommodation is part of Canadian law. It's part of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. It's the top law in the country. When you have a prime minister exhibiting criminal activity towards his own people, it's time to have him arrested. When you go to the police, well, the police, all the people that are in charge of the police are Masonic Brotherhood. I know some of these people, and they swear oaths to lie, cheat, and even murder for each other if necessary. Now, that's a criminal element working with inside our government, and Trudeau's one of them. He's got the RCMP protecting him. They tell everybody to phone the city police. The city police tells everybody to phone the RCMP. This is evidence of criminal activity taking place within our police departments. They're violating 180 of the criminal code. They're violating 423 of the criminal code, 176. And worst of all, they're violating 465. That's a conspiracy to encourage other people to commit a crime of not investigating a report of a criminal event. They're aiding and abetting the crime. So I would like to find out, have you had anybody else call you?
Yes, we've had others call.
Okay, well, thanks for, so it's not just a few. The fact that I waited 2 hours, and I've lived in Canada all my life, and I've called the Governor General's office many times. I've never had to wait 2 hours on the line. It's not like it's the busiest office in town. All of a sudden, the phone number gets posted up on all of these truckers' chats. Phone the Governor General and complain. Guess what? It's going to get amplified. They better hire more people to answer the phones. And then she's going to have to explain her willful blindness. I've got Canadian court cases that put people in criminal liability because of willful blindness. And that's what she's doing right now. She's got an obligation to dissolve Parliament and kick this guy and his crew of criminals right off the bench. They ignored the PCR test in 5 Supreme Courts in Europe. That PCR test is bogus. And 5 courts in Europe said, no, it's no good, not reliable. The Canadian media didn't cover that because they're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. They're helping this criminal enterprise take place where the highest VAERS report in history, that's the Vaccine Adverse Reporting System. It's got the high 30 years of accumulated data, didn't even come close to the amount of deaths that took place in 8 months of this vaccine. Now, the Governor General has a duty and an obligation to be aware of these type of statistics. Otherwise, it's willful blindness. He's killing people, and he's encouraging people to discriminate, attack, and abuse those of us that are not taking the vaccination and don't wear a mask. He was on public television saying so. He thinks we're misogynists and racists and that we're not to be tolerated and we're taking up space. That's his words right out of Hitler's own mouth. Hitler said the same words. Do we really need to tolerate these people? They're taking up space. Quote unquote from Herr Hitler. And the Governor General sits back and lets this happen. Sounds like she's in a criminal enterprise herself, and her names have to be put, her name will get put on the criminal court in The Hague. There's already a 46-page copy going on there. It's been served on Boris. All of a sudden, Boris got scared and backed off. It's been served on a bunch of others, too. This is serious stuff. That's the International Criminal Court. Because all of these guys, all these government leaders, they're all in bed with these pharmaceutical companies and taking over the world. This is fascism at its best. It's not government for the people. It's government for the corporations. Now, I'm a law scholar of 30 years, and I'd like to know how we can get the Governor General to respond to the people of Canada. It's very important that the people of Canada feel secure, that they've got an honorable Governor General, representative of the Queen's duty to defend the faith, the church, and the clergy. That's the three things that she promised to do in law. Nothing else. She never said she swore to defend the criminal code. No, she said the church, the clergy, and the laws of God. So I'd like some type of semblance of grasp how this Governor General can sit in her office and sit back and do nothing while Ottawa is being overwhelmed by truckers honking their horns, partying all night and day. Wake up, Governor General, you're a breach of your oath. She's now engaged in supporting criminal activity. She should have taken this on immediately once she's aware of those VAERS reports. And they're only listing maybe 1 or 2% of the active profile of what's going on. VAERS has said that for 30 years. Only about 1 to 2% of people actually report. So if we've already got over 50,000 people that have died in the last 8 months, well, somebody needs to answer up to that, because in 30 years of records on the VAERS reports, it didn't even come close to that. It was maybe 1,000. That's 30 years of accumulated data. Now, in 8 months, we got 50,000. Now, most intelligent people can look at that and say, that's irrefutable evidence. This guy's a criminal. He's promoting something and knowing it's killing people in higher proportions than ever before in history. It's disabling their immune system. They're still getting sick. They still got to get vaccinated again and again and again and still wear masks. We're being defrauded, and that Governor General knows about it. She's not stupid. She's in on it, and her name needs to appear on the Hague report in the criminal court there, the International Criminal Court. I want you to take the recording that is made of this call, and if you don't record this call, well, I'll send the recording, because I've certainly made a recording. I'm very serious. She's engaged in criminal activity by sitting back and waiting so long. Why has she done nothing? Why hasn't she come out and spoken against this criminal? You're not going to stop the blockade of the government. She's lost already. This is amplified. It's getting worse. More and more truckers are coming on every day. Pretty soon the whole, well, Canada, now they're down at the Mexico border too. This idiot needs to be removed. I'd like somebody there to have a semblance of common decency and get back to me. 780-399-6250. I am Minister Edward J. Robin. I'm a law scholar for 30 years. And I intend to press a criminal indictment against this woman, acting as our Governor General, unless she acts in her duty and does something to save the people of Canada harmless immediately. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, thank you. All calls all recorded, and they will be submitted to the Secretary of the Governor General.
All right, and I'd also like to know how I find out where her surety bond is listed. She has a public indemnification bond. And I'd like somebody to get back to me to tell me where that's listed so I can lay a complaint against it along with 100,000 truckers. We're going to have her removed from office along with Trudeau. He's got a public indemnification bond too. And that means they're insured in case they bring public harm. Well, it's quite obvious Trudeau's brought public harm. He's shutting down our country now because the truckers are on strike. This is ridiculous. Anybody with common sense can see this guy's a criminal. And yet the Governor General sits there complacent and does nothing. So I want somebody to get back to me with her surety bond number. That's her public indemnification bond number and the company that she deals with. I think that's reasonable considering the circumstances. All right, did you get my phone number?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much for your time. And I appreciate this must be hard on your ears, getting all these complaints from angry people about what Trudeau has done. And blessings upon your efforts. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.